What's up and welcome back to Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat, where Carl Kraft has the morning off because he's enjoying his big day off ski trip today.
Yeah, I know. Lucky son of a gun. Then he keeps us stranded here, staring at each other's eyeballs while they're going down a mountain and having a good time.
Cracking some ice cold drinks up there. I know.
I was thinking hot chocolate. You're thinking beers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot
who I was talking to.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Right now, we're going to jump in to the No Sweat News to gear you up Friday for the No Sweat News quiz, which could land you some pair of tickets to check out Shinedown.
Yeah, Shinedown PNC Bank Arts Center in June. And what's going to be a fantastic Bill Gray concert.
No doubt about it. If you miss any of the stories, do not sweat it. Check out WRT.com. They'll all be up there in the on-demand section. And make sure you hit it up and study up. Right now, here we go. Story number one. This is kind of crazy. Officials were left baffled as we take things to Dateline Afghanistan, where an Afghan Taliban commander who gave himself up and tried to get his reward.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for his capture.
Yeah.
His name is Muhammad Ashan. He's a mid- to low-level Taliban commander. He was suspected of organizing attacks on the U.S. and Afghan troops in the east of the country. According to the reports, he walked up to a police checkpoint, pointed to a wanted poster featuring his face, and asked for his $100 fining fee.
$100?
That's it.
He's not the brightest bulb in the box, is he?
Pointed right at his own poster. He said, that's me. Give me some money.
I would be like, sure, I'll give you $100 right now. Now, will you come with me?
Wait.
Actually, can I see your arms? I have to put these nice little handcuffs on you right now. Thank you.
The U.S. officials reportedly told journalists, clearly this man is an imbecile.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to double down on that imbecile theory.
Pretty stupid.
Uh-huh.
And story number two, we take things to, you know, a Dateline Florida. What do we know about Florida in the No Sweat News?
Man, that's the No Sweat News capital right there.
Where there was a 64-year-old guy named Robert Hawkins. And last month, he was in his hot tub hanging out with his 38-year-old wife, Kristen, and their 50-year-old friend named Ted. Well, around 11 o'clock that night, Robert went inside to go to sleep and left Kristen and Ted alone in the hot tub. You guessed it. They eventually started getting it on.
Oh, no.
Well, Robert eventually looked out his window, saw what was going on, and he screamed and was, quote, yelling, I'm going to beep and kill him. Well, he ran out with his gun and fired two shots in the air. He says he didn't fire the shots at his wife or his friend. He fired them in a different direction, but he was still arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery.
Jeez.
Don't leave your wife alone in a hot tub with your boy?
No, I wouldn't.
Crazy, right?
Wouldn't leave my ex alone in a laundromat. Forget about a hot tub.
Things got a little extra hot in the hot tub right there. And lastly, story number three, we take things to Dateline, Connecticut, where there was two robbers. Check out these morons. They tried to adapt a new approach to the art of robbery. Albert Bailey and his juvenile accomplice didn't do much thinking about this one. They didn't run into a bank and say, this is a robbery, with guns and masks and all that jazz. Rather, they called the bank in advance to tell them that they were going to come there.
Can you make sure the money's out in those nice bags with the dollar sign on them? Because we're going to be stealing it from you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
This guy's name, like Bailey, his name is, began calling the bank to let him know that this robbery business was going to be totally going down. And he was put on hold for an uncomfortable amount of time on the phone. He told the person at the other end that if the bank wouldn't give him $100,000 in large bills to his accomplice, who would soon be by picking it up, there's going to be a bloodbath.
Oh, boy.
Well, the employee said, okay, hold on. Gave the heads up to the police, who then the police showed up and put the bank on lockdown. And guess who showed up?
The guy?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Bailey's accomplice strolled over to the teller, gave him a note, and said, this is the guy picking up the money. To the shock of no one, except maybe the robbers, the police showed up and apprehended both would-be thieves because Bailey was sitting outside with the getaway vehicle.
Holy mackerel.
Pretty much nothing went their way.
It's dumb and dumber if they robbed the bank.
Well, here's maybe a lesson for you.
What?
Maybe planning ahead isn't really the way to do things.
Not when you're talking about a bank robbery. I mean, I've heard of casing the joint, but not notifying the person you're going to rob.
Or, you know, just not maybe be a criminal. You know?
Yeah, that too. I forgot about that part.
There you go with your three stories with the No Sweat News. Like I said before, if you miss any of those stories, make sure you check out WRET.com because this Friday, you might be landing a pair of tickets to check out Shinedown over at the PNC Bank Arts Center on June 28th.
Yes, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.